Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club, with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on, Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
Celebrate local flavors and racetrack vibes with Savory Sundays at Del Mar. This Sunday in the Plaza de Mexico features delicious sliders from Ranch 45. Enjoy live music and drink specials, including $5 Kona beers and $10 off selected signature drinks. See you for a Savory Sunday at Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
all right now.
Down at Old Del Mar.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's. You'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jurz, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as the Del Mar race meet and what they're doing at Saratoga Racecourse in upstate New York. Both of these boutique, tremendous, iconic summer meets really beginning to hit their stride collectively. Yesterday at Saratoga, I understand they broke handle records. If you were watching on Fox, just an absolutely idyllic afternoon there in upstate New York. And in contrast to some of the extreme weather that they have had to deal with early on in the meeting, but some great racing and the performance of the day. I think we can agree Sierra Leone barreling home. He had pace to run into in one of four grade one stakes yesterday at Saratoga. That was the grade one Whitney. A lot to talk about at Saratoga. Del Mar as well. Seismic beauty. Absolutely sensational in the grade one Clement Hirsch at Del Mar. Fillies and mares three and up at a mile and 1/16. Copion, trained by Richard Mandela, ridden by Kazushi Kimura, came at her, but it was Seismic Beauty who proved best. She remained in front on the gallop out. Margin of victory as the even money favorite, a length and a half. Seismic Beauty returning $4.20. And what about the veteran California bred in the race previous? That was the $150,000 California Dream in stakes. Calbreds at a mile on grass in Kings River Night. It looked like Allegato had his measure. He was coming at him, but you could just see it running live. Kings River Knight knew this horse came to his hip, and he would have none of it. He prevailed by a long half a length. I thought it was three quarters of a length at odds on Kings River Knight. No surprise, the Calbred of the week. Let's get back to Saratoga and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. I know you felt you had a
maybe a puncher's chance, a long shot type chance yesterday. You own Mama's Gold, who's just been a tremendous $25,000 claim for you. You've made over $400,000. You know, you put up real money to run, I think, $15,000 yesterday. And, hey, you guys were going to try and go out there and see how far he could go on the front end. But your chance is greatly compromised by the other Chad Brown. Contrary thinking, these things happen in racing, and you know there was a big time legitimate pace, and the likes of Sierra Leone took full advantage. Highland Falls, the runner up, ran a tremendous race, disarmed third. Why the Barrio ended up fourth. That was a Grade One race, John.
It really was, Mike. And yeah, for us, unfortunately, it was over halfway through when the eight had one mission to take care of him and us, and the mission accomplished. Big disappointment in the race, obviously, was Fierceness. I mean, they were so high on this horse. He was training well. He loved Saratoga and everything else that goes with it. But he had no excuse yesterday, Mike. He took the lead. He had first run on all these other horses, and he just flattened out. Really disappointment. You know the problem with this group of horses? They're all terrific on any given day. Yeah. Sierra Leone, Skippy Longstocking, Wider Barrio, Fierceness. The problem is no one knows when they're showing up. You know, they're just inconsistent. On their best day, they're all terrific. Who are the most consistent horses these days? Journalism and Sovereignty. They show up in every race, and they fire every time. Not the same with the older horses. The Breeders' Cup is certainly going to be interesting.
It really is, and you know, it was discussed yesterday on Fox. The three-year-olds, how far they're coming against the older, and how that might shake out at Del Mar on Saturday, November 1st in the Breeders' Cup Classic. We've seen Wyatt Abario. I mean, when he's on his game, John, I don't think anybody can beat him.
There is.
Yeah.
Exactly. But how do you know which one's showing up? That's the problem.
Fierceness.
All train well coming in.
Yeah.
And the connections all love their horses and everything else, and nothing, flat. I mean, you know, just it's an amazing thing.
And you know, Pletcher, as much success, Todd Pletcher, as much success as he's had, as many records as he's broken, when Mike Rapoli's there, you feel a little extra pressure, and you're right, Fierceness had, by all accounts, been training out of his mind, and then when the real running is required in deep stretch, he just didn't punch it in yesterday. I couldn't see any excuses.
There was no excuse. The horse, I don't know, maybe he needs a shrink more than a trainer because something gets into his head about the 16th pole and you just never know what you're going to get. But it's amazing. They're all like that. All these top horses, even Sierra Leone. Yesterday was the first win he's ever had at Saratoga, and he's been favored in a lot of those races. He finally shows up. So you never know. And you're right. On Wider Barrio, on his best day, he's better than anyone else.
But I think so.
You just don't know. You just don't know what you're getting.
John, I've got a candidate for worst trip of the day at Saratoga yesterday. I think it came in the first Grade One. Oh, my goodness. That was horrendous. It really was. He's just up horses' assets early, middle, late. When they turned down the backside, you could see Rispoli. He steadied very sharply. You know, it's just getting back to Del Mar and you know, it's just racing. But, man, he really never had a chance yesterday. I felt bad for the connections. And no surprise, he was well fancied. I believe he went the favorite there in the Grade One FanDuel four-star Dave. And I think I said test. I misspoke. But, you know, it was just unfortunate. He really never got a chance to show his best.
The inner turf course, Mike, is so tough. And when they have a full field, and they had a full field, it wasn't one of these short five-horse fields or whatever. They had 10 horses in the race, I believe, whatever it was. Anyway, that horse had more trouble than the Titanic, like you said. He just was really up against it. He never got a chance to run. And once you're buried inside on the inner turf course, you're in big trouble because you get – you have to drop back. It's a horrible trip for these horses, and no one knows how good he was or could have been because he never got a chance to run. He really didn't.
The configuration of the inner turf at Saratoga, similar to Del Mar, sharp turn, short stretch, and Kendrick Carmuch, who rode the winner, deterministic. Yep. He was all over that. I love that guy, man. He is absolutely great for media. He said, short stretch, sharp turns, I can't wait to get to Del Mar, or words to that effect. Therein, the Breeders' Cup Mile deterministic, trained by Miguel Clement, seems like a first-class kid. And, of course, his father just passed way, way too soon, Christoph Clement. But I enjoyed the entire show yesterday, John.
It really was, Mike. It was a safe day of racing, no problems. The weather was beautiful. So everything kind of fell into place. The racing gods yesterday was certainly at Saratoga, and again, they put on a terrific show. We knock them when they don't do well, but when they do the right thing and they do well, you got to give them credit, and they deserve a lot of credit for yesterday.
And I got to pass along a trivial note. I got a photo sent to me a few minutes in front of the test stakes. Maybe that's why it was on my mind. A couple of legendary riders retired. They had a big Hall of Fame gala Saturday night at Saratoga. And, of course, there were inductees into the Hall of Fame, I believe, on Friday. And a couple of guys by the name of Early Fires and Ray Sabil stormed Frank Miramati's booth. Frank sent me a couple things. It was the highlight of his day and mine. It's just good to see guys that have been around having a great time.
It was all over Twitter yesterday, or X, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It looked like they were having a good time, and Ray looks terrific, I have to tell you. He really does.
So does Early Fires. I mean,
absolutely.
He looks like he can ride.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Frank told me that Early had the quote of the day. When they came into his office, I guess Early Fires, neither one of them had ever met Frank, and Early said, Frank, you don't have to worry about us. He can't talk, and I can't hear. So if you know Ray, he's got a little bit of a speech impediment. It just makes him race a bill. But Frank loved it. You know. Hey, anyway, let's get to it. I'm going to be talking about Del Mar making this big policy decision with a statement on Tuesday to eliminate or cut off at 2 minutes to post the computer-assisted wagering, the late betting in the wind pools. It's a start. NYRA did it, I think, a couple of years ago, and there was a lot of pressure. I give Josh Rubenstein, Joe Harper credit. They went ahead with it. Bill Nader's on deck with the TOC. He's going to weigh in on that and more in just a couple of minutes, John. But a lot of ground to cover. Let's get to a winner at Saratoga today.
Just one thing, Mike. If they can cut off one day wagering at 2 minutes, why not cut all the bets off at 2 minutes and give the players a real shot? And you're right. It's certainly a step in the right direction.
It is.
But
yeah. You
have to pay attention to what's going on in the other pools, and I'm sure we'll talk about it at another time. Anyway, first race today at Saratoga is going to be the first of our two radio plays, and I like the number six horse in here, BD Saints. This is a four-year-old colt who was claimed last time out by Elke Kanamasi. This guy does a terrific job off the claim. The horse is listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Manny Franco aboard to ride. I like number six, BD Saints, to win today's opener out at Saratoga.
And, John, tell us about the website, JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selection.
And, John, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a tip of the cap. Sincere thanks to my good friend Bob Ike, who sat in for me last week and did the show along with John Lindo from the press. Well, John Lindo was absent, but Bob Ike, Brad Free and company. So thanks to those guys. I know you enjoyed being on with them.
Yeah, they did a terrific job, and, hats off to Ben, to you. Listen, you do 2 hours. It's the Vin Scully style, all by yourself. Not an easy thing to do, and it came out real well last week for Bob, so good job.
Okay, BD Saints, number six, race one at Saratoga. That goes at 1:10 Eastern. John, can't wait to bring you back to Del Mar on the back end of the show. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. Joining us now is President and CEO of the Thoroughbred Owners of California, the TOC, Bill Nader, and one of the most highly respected executives in our game. Hey, Bill, good morning. Thanks for making time.
Good morning, Mike.
Hey, let's hit the positives first. I think the last time we had John, we talked about the consolidation situation with the Northern Racing. You knew it wasn't going to be easy. It was something I don't think that most of us really wanted to do, but it was the prudent move. You look at the purses at Del Mar, and you kind of say scoreboard, you've shored things up in an immediate sense, and I know you have to be happy with the way things are going. For instance, I'm told that the Thursday, the first Thursday, with the new situation where Del Mar announced they were going to cut off CAW win wagering 2 minutes in front of post, that Thursday to Thursday, a 1 week to 1 week or 2 week comparison, the on track handle was up about 200,000. I would make that very encouraging, Bill.
Yeah, Mike, when you look at it, you have to look behind the curtain a little bit. When you look Thursday to Thursday, it was an extra horse per race this Thursday. So we had a bit of an advantage. But even with that, it was reassuring because you're stepping into a space that, you know, there is some uncertainty with these decisions that have been made. But, I would say in the decision with the two-minute cutoff, and as a trade-off, it was really no choice. It had to be done. And if the business fell off and the handle declined, we would have to accept that because really it wasn't so much a decision based on business results. It was a decision made on what was right for the entire wagering landscape that bets into the Del Mar pools, every particular segment to restore customer experience and customer satisfaction because it was so disruptive over the first seven race days, the first 2 weeks, that it was becoming the story of the Del Mar meet.
Instead of magnificent performances, you know, like we saw from Nisos, people weren't talking about the horses. They're talking about the optics of the late odds shifts, and it's really been a terrible thing for our game, but I know it's nuanced. I know it's not black and white. These folks wager tremendous amounts of money, Bill, and therefore there's been a lot of resistance to making this change. I salute Josh and Joe Harper at Del Mar for making the change. Your quote in Kevin Modesty's column Friday in the Southern California News Group papers, this is Bill Nader, quote, "It was very disruptive and unsettling, so we needed to step in quickly and take action." I salute you as well, Bill, because I know you had to be weighing in pretty forcefully. There's been a lot of resistance to this over the past 3-4 years or more.
When I worked at NYRA, Mike, over 20 years ago, we did the same thing. I mean, this is not a new story. It's been a part of horse racing for, I would say, at least 25 years that we've been dealing with this issue.
Yeah.
And when I was at NYRA, we did it. It was around 2003. That we cut off what was then RGS early for the same reason. So, look, when you look at it, and now I'll give you the other side of it. It doesn't take a lot of money, late money, to drive a horse down from 45-1 to 18-1.
Correct.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
But when it all comes at the last possible second, when you have that last light on the chessboard, it is, and I get it from the customer perspective, Nancy Griffith going from 18 to 6 in one go, and when you're sitting in a box seat at Del Mar and the horses are going in and you're seeing 18 and then 10 seconds into the race you're seeing 6, I understand the customer dissatisfaction. And one of the things that, you know, when I was on, you know, not with the TOC, but at NYRA, sort of running the show, you know, you have to look at it from the customer perspective because I think the two most important segments in racing is the horse owner and the customer. And those are the two segments that you need to keep. You got to keep them happy. And if you don't, the foundation of racing is going to be weak in your particular jurisdiction. So if you can keep owners happy and you can keep customers happy, you're going to have a very healthy business. Well, we were making a lot of customers unhappy, so it was the right thing to do, step in quickly and fix it.
Bill Nader, you're a breath of fresh air. I'm so glad you've got a seat at this very important table. Now, the next question I got to ask you, Are you going to be lobbying for the same type change that, I mean, Del Mar's now led the way. Are you going to be lobbying for a similar change at Santa Anita moving forward?
Well, we haven't had that discussion yet, Mike, with Santa Anita. But, look, at Santa Anita during the winter and spring meet, it really wasn't an issue, but I think maybe some things have changed. And so we'll have to sit down and have a discussion. But I think it would be, at least from my view, and I don't want to speak for Santa Anita, until we think or we're sure that, you know, rolling it back would be something that we could do with some certainty. I think this is the way it needs to be done. I would be reluctant to think that going back to the, you know, back to the Bell model is not going to rock the boat again. So we'll have that conversation in due course. You know, it could be contentious, but we need to do, you know, the main thing, Mike, is we should be working in really a collaborative effort with our lens focused on one thing, customer satisfaction, customer experience. So hopefully, you know, we can get there with Santa Anita.
And just to, people might be listening and say, what are these guys talking about, computer-assisted wagering? I want to go back to Kevin Modesty's column Friday, and he explained it this way, Bill. He says, computer-assisted wagering doesn't refer to what you and I do via online accounts using our laptops or phones, so we're not affected by the two-minute cutoff. It refers to much bigger operations that take advantage of new technology, not to mention financial inducements, i.e. rebates, from tracks coveting their business to identify inefficiencies in parimutuel pools and pump money into the system in amounts at late stages in wagering that would have been impossible in the days of pen and paper handicapping and cash betting. So that's kind of a Cliff Notes explanation of the computer-assisted wagering. There was a story Tuesday, I know you saw it, in the Thoroughbred Daily News by Dan Ross. He actually identified one player, not by name, but what he's known as, and that is Elite 17. And apparently this guy wagered $53 million himself on Del Mar alone, either in 2023 or 2024. So this is the kind of money we're talking about and coming late, and that has what has affected the problems with the optics, these huge odd swings. So, Bill, hopefully, knock wood, we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, some of it, well, with Elite 17, it was that handle has come down considerably in 24 and again this year in 25. Due to different measures that we've agreed to with Del Mar, and Del Mar's been a willing participant in that, so that's been helpful. But, you know, a lot of these, getting back to these late odds changes, even when I worked in Hong Kong, where the pools are so big and there's so much liquidity, there's still going to be big odds changes as you get to the start of the race. Mm-hmm. And many times, Mike, and for the listeners, it's really market corrections. They're looking at, you know, we all talk about doing our own morning lines and what we think is fair value for each individual horse in the race. But, you know, like any sharp handicapper or any, you know, we talk about their computer algorithms or their models.
That's it.
You're gonna see horses that you value, whether it be a computer-assisted wagering model or an individual handicapper, that you might see correct value for that horse is 5 or 6 to 1, and you see the horse at 18. But in their model, when they do go in and correct the price to what they believe to be the right value assessment for the individual horse.
Yeah, and they jump on it. You know,
they jump very late, right? They jump on the last part.
Yeah, you saw that in Hong Kong big time. Hey, Bill, our time is very short, and I want to just spend a moment or two on a story that came out Monday in the LA Times. I know you saw it. You're mentioning it. I think you were quoted by John Sherva. The headline, Historical Horse Racing Machines Key to the Sport's Future in California Are in Peril. And so the headline's a little bit deceiving because there are no historical horse racing machines in California, at least not operationally yet. I know you can't say much. You're part of a group consisting of some Santa Anita executives, along with Josh Rubenstein at Del Mar. I just want to ask you this, Bill Nader. A year ago at this time, I was on the ground at Del Mar on some of the mornings, and the talk was, hey, we're going to go with it. We know we can't win in the state legislature, but we're going to go with it and try and get it into court and see if we can somehow win there and have these things operational, you know, while they're being contested. What is the case now? Are we any closer to a reality of slots, a.k.a. historical horse racing machines, than we were a year ago, Bill?
Well, Mike, I think it's a hard question because it's a very tricky landscape, but there are ongoing conversations to try to develop some kind of a strategic path to get there. And it's something that, you know, we're working on diligently, and it's without saying much more than that, I mean, we haven't given up on it, and we recognize how important it is. So I think it's, in short, it's still alive, and it's still living and breathing, and we're trying to find our way. And that's for people to be just a little bit more patient. I know it's been a long road, and everyone's very, very anxious, but we're in there, and we're going to give it our best shot.
Well, and I think we all need to acknowledge this. Legislatively, I don't see – I mean, I hope there is a glimmer of hope. I'm always a glass half full. But the Indian gaming interests, Bill, you know it. Everybody knows it. They control things in California politically. And it's not just California. Every day the sun comes up, they get a little bit stronger. So this is beyond a heavy lift. I don't care who's on point. It's a very, very tough situation. And I wish we had better news, but, Bill, I appreciate you being open to coming on and discussing things. I really do.
Thank you, Mike.
Take care. All the best. We'll see you at Del Mar. We're going to take quick time out, and coming back strong, head down to Carlsbad, say hello to John Lindo, and we've got Orlando Gutierrez queued up at Los Alamitos, and we'll finish the hour with Matt DeSantis from Saratoga Racecourse. Red Hot trainer Mark Glatt looks like he might go 2 for 2 today. He joins us top of the next hour. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Trees went back. Me and Dell were singing. Little Runaway.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country, available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Angeles, and you heard the liner coming in. Juan Hernandez, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, swept the stakes activity yesterday at Del Mar. He was aboard Kings River Knight for an odds-on victory in the California Dreamin' Stakes. Came right back in the Grade 1 Clement Hirsch for Bob Baffert aboard Seismic Beauty. Hats off to Juan Hernandez, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Hey, fans, let me tell you about a new enterprise that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. data eels. Sophisticated algorithms weave through a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport and leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or go to HorseRacingSimple.com. Right now, let's go to Carlsbad, say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Doing great. How about yourself?
If I can quit coughing, I'm really going to have an outstanding morning. Anyway, John, coast to coast, a great day of racing yesterday. I think you heard John Hardoon also emphasize a safe day at racing at Saratoga. Ditto at Del Mar. And Seismic Beauty, I thought Juan Hernandez did a great job getting to the front the way he did. You see how low he was in the saddle there in, going into and around the clubhouse turn. Caupillon didn't have the best of trips, perhaps got shuffled back a little bit too far coming to the top of the lane. But Seismic Beauty, she pinned her ears and remained in front on the gallop out. A huge victory.
Yeah, I think Juan Hernandez won that race right at the break. When he had the rail, he had a horse affiliated with speed. He sent her to the front. And once he cleared off and was able to dictate the race, I mean, they went fast. The first 6 furlongs and 1:10 and change. But you give a filly like that the advantage. And Copan, a little surprised she was as far back as she was.
Yeah.
But she came running, and she tried every step of the way. She just couldn't get there. And Brad Free had posted the buyer's speed figure for the winner, and she got a good number. I let me look it up here. 110 buyer's speed figure for Seismic Beauty.
I believe it. I believe it.
And 107 for Copion, so that was just a fast race.
You know, Baffert said in both interviews, FanDuel and then with Kurt Hoover for the simulcast network, after the race he said, you know, looked like she was going easy, but she was going fast. Here were the splits. On yesterday's Grade 1, Clement Hirsch at a mile and a 16th. 22-4, 46-3, 110-1, a mile, and 135-2. And then Seismic Beauty came home in 142-1, a Grade 1 performance.
Absolutely. And like I say, take nothing away from the second-place finisher, Copion. She ran really well, and we'll find out as decisions are made with Copion whether going to the Breeders' Cup, if she'll cut back to the Breeders' Cup filly and mare sprint, or she'll go in the distaff. It showed she can handle two turns for sure.
I wouldn't shy from the distaff. Would you, John?
I have to see who the players are going to be in which race.
Well,
but,
you got Torpedo Anna. You got Seismic. It's tough. It's supposed to be, but she's that good, I think. I mean,
I wish I had the option, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. good problems to have. We're always high on the Cowbreds. What about Kings River Knight? I didn't realize it till Kurt interviewed Juan Hernandez after the Cal Dreamin'. He's won 10 races with Kings River Knight. You can go through the annals of racing. You're not going to find too many jock horse combinations where there's 10 W's. You're really not. And, boy, this horse is just special. It looked like Allegato had his measure, and Kings River Knight would just have none of it.
No, again, another good ride by Juan Hernandez. It looked like there was a lot of speed in the California Dreamin', but he just got aggressive, put Kings River Knight on the lead, and said, you want to beat me, come get me.
Yeah.
And, again, he showed that heart he's got. He's got 13 wins from 20 lifetime starts. He's made $855,000, and he's by acclamation out of the Poteen mare. Season to perfection and bred by Old English Rancho, a name that from a long, long time in the California breeding business, Integrity Racing, the Elwood Johnson Trust, and Taval, they own it and trained by John Sadler. Just a fun horse to watch. I thought he might be vulnerable yesterday because he's a little erratic at Los Alamitos in the race before.
Yeah.
But he looked like his old self yesterday.
He wasn't erratic yesterday, not at all. He was all business. What a job John Sadler's done with him. Just a really, really neat 7-year-old gelding, and it was nice to see Judy Johnston from, the Old English Rancho connection, see her with family in the winner's circle. Really a special day for them.
Absolutely, and you talked about the Cowbreds we mentioned yesterday. How about the half-brothers? Lovesick Blues wins the Grade 1 Bing Crosby last weekend, and then you had Speedy Wilson, the half-brother, winning the Real Good Deal Stakes on Friday for Nick Alexander, the owner breeder. So Calvert's doing some damage down here at Del Mar.
And it looks like it just might be on to open company for Speedy Wilson.
I would think so. He looks like he'll do anything. And Phil D'Amato had him cranked up, and it looked like there was more in the tank as he hit the wire.
By tough Sunday, a son of Grayson. Speaking of Stallions, we've got, I think, a really welcome addition to the Stallion roster up at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch. We got Tamarando going there for Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams. It's obvious to me they want to attract some more outside mares. I can't think of a better way to do it than go to Legacy and join the likes of Clubhouse Ride and Forbidden Kingdom. They got a heck of a roster.
Right, and Tamarando's one of those horses that'll get you anything, dirt, turf. Obviously, he did well with synthetic horses up at Golden Gate when they were running, so he'll get you any kind of surface, any kind of distance, and we'll find out what the stud fee will be when Pete Perella lets us know what the 2026 fees will be, but he will be at Legacy Ranch for next year.
And speaking of Legacy, I just can't say enough about it. A full-service facility, John. I know you've been there a number of times, and encourage people go to their website, or if you want to go in person, why not? It's summertime. Give farm manager Terry Knight a call up there at 510-928-4980, and you can go ahead and take a look at their grass paddocks. It's a tremendous farm for the California owner and breeder, and they do it all there from conception to the starting line. It's a great way to get your horses started coming into the track, John.
Well, I tell you what, Mike, that training track they have up there is fantastic. It's in great shape. And if you got a guy like Terry Knight getting your baby started, chances are you're going to get the best out of your horse.
I agree.
So it's a great way to get started.
No doubt about it. Again, give Terry Knight a call at 510-928-4980. And we're looking forward to that all-access video. Andy Garcia up there with the film crew about a month ago. And that is supposed to be out, I believe, in September, correct?
I think so. I haven't seen the official date. And again, Pete will give us a heads up on that, and we'll make sure everybody gets a chance to watch it. I'm looking forward to seeing it myself.
And, John, I heard you and Bob Ike talking about the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa. Steve Johnson back in the fold now. He took a little holiday over in Hawaii. That toll-free number to call at the South Point, they've got all the lines for the opening week of the regular season of the NFL at the South Point is 866-780-780. Race or 780-7223. Get up to the South Point and tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred LA and the Lindo Report available there, John.
Well, you don't have to go to the South Point to see Steve Johnson. He's going to be at Del Mar. So,
today.
Absolutely. He's going to go sit in my box with his family and play some races. He's one of us. He's going to have some fun out there.
We got Steve Johnson at Del Mar and Ed Burghardt on FanDuel at the top of the stretch there at Del Mar. Looking forward to everything. Anyway, hey, John, you got a best bet for us.
Yeah, let's go to the 11th and final today at Del Mar. This is Calvert. It's two-year-old maidens going a mile on grass, so this is going to be new for everybody. I think the route on grass is what number three, Benny and the Jet, wants. Had a sprint prep at Del Mar early in the first weekend. Adds blinkers today, stretches out on the grass, bred to handle the distance, looks like a router. And the second-time starters for Craig Lewis, especially with blinkers on, that's a good move for the barn. 5-1 on the program. Number three, Benny and the Jet, race 11 at Del Mar.
And that's going to be John Lindo's best bet of the day at Del Mar. Say hello to Steve Johnson. I might just make it down there, but, John, enjoy the day.
We're going to have some fun out there, and I'm actually doing the seminar today with Dan Smith out there in the Plaza de Mexico at 1 o'clock.
All right, terrific. John, we'll talk soon. Take care. And now we'll welcome aboard Orlando Gutierrez, heads up the publicity efforts there at Los Alamitos, particularly for the nighttime situation. Orlando, good morning. I understand you got 9 of them tonight. You get underway at 7:20, and Dr. Alred is kicking another 10,000 into that $2 pick six pool.
We sure are, Mike. Good morning. Yeah, we have 9 races on tap tonight. The pick six gets underway at 8:34 p.m. with race number 4. And as usual, we'll have about $60,000 in that pool going in for the players. And I'm glad that you mentioned Ed Burghardt being on FanDuel. I'm sure a lot of people tuned in to listen to his commentary along with Ulises Gomez there on the FanDuel set on the corresponding night last year compared to last night. We were up about 10% on those handles. So I'm sure a lot of people tuned in to see the great Ed Burghardt and listen to him and I'm sure playing some of his selections, one of the best handicappers, quarter horse handicappers there is. So thank you for mentioning that. Ed Burghardt will be back on the set with with Ulises Gomez tonight.
Exactly. He's pinch hitting this weekend, and He's just a treasure trove. He really is. It's always great to have him back in the fold, whether he's filling in for Michael Rona or, in this case, filling in on the FanDuel set. Let's talk a little bit about the card. You've got a hot jock down there. Tell us about him.
Yeah, we have quite a few, Mike. Henry Reynoso Lopez, him and Paul Jones together are just on fire. They won four of their last six starts together. They picked up another win last night for the meet. They're at 18%, and Henry Lopez right now, one of our top quarter horse jockeys, he'll ride just about everything. He also picked up a win around the turn. He is outstanding. And I got to also mention Salvador Vargas, a young rider here at Los Alamitos, who is riding really well around the turn, placing horses in the right spot. He won three races last Sunday. His wins number second, third, and fourth of his entire career, and they came in three races in a row. Last night, he put a horse, the Animal Crazy About You, in a good spot, almost pulled up another victory. So he's getting a lot of opportunities for a good barn in Jesus Uranga. So keep an eye out for Salvador Vargas, Mike.
And before we get to your best bet, Orlando, and I don't have that much time, but I want you to hit the fact that we've got some very important All-American trials coming up. Not at Rio Doso. They're shuttered for the summer due to some extreme weather events. They're going to be at in Albuquerque at the fairgrounds there on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, they were able to save those All-American Series, Mike, and they have incredible support, great response for the horsemen. Over 300 horses have entered the trials of the All-American Futurity. Some of our local runners, like Accelerated, Viper, who were both in the Edberg Million Futurity, Cattail Coast also, those will be taking place tomorrow and Tuesday, starting at 10 a.m. at the Downs at Albuquerque. But also the All-American Derby trials, the Lethal Cowboy 1-2-3, the PCQHRA Horse of the Year is in there. In the Oaks, Political Chilitas, the PCQHRA champion 2-year-old filly is in there. So a lot of action in the next 3 days. Good to see the All-American Series there kicking off tomorrow at the Downs at Albuquerque.
Making the absolute best out of a bad emergency-type situation. Okay, 9 of them tonight. How about a best bet for the listeners?
I'll go to race number 8 and number 1, Relentless Trick DB, 5-1 on Ed Burgar's morning line. I'll give him a shot. It's a pretty good field, but this horse is coming off of a nice victory. He's faced overall probably the toughest group of horses anywhere here. He's got experience at this distance, 350 yards. I'll give him a shot here for trainer Jaime Gomez from the rail at 5-1 and an excellent rider, Eduardo Nicasio, up in race 8.
Relentless Trick DB, post time for race 8 tonight at Los Alamitos, 10-12 Pacific. Orlando, thank you so much. Have a great day and night there at Los Alamitos.
I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you. You too.
You bet. Late on the break, going to take it. Coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis. Last time I talked to Matt, he came with a $16 winner at Saratoga. Let's see if we can hold his feet to the fire this morning. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses
and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Segment hour one, Thurbit, Los Angeles. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs one more time this hour. Say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Hey, Matthew, good morning. Missed you last week because I was out. I misspoke going to the break. I said when last you and I spoke, you came with a $16 horse. I lied. The horse paid $20.40. Sunday, July 27th, horse by the name of Crescendo's Reign. So belated congratulations, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, and glad we can connect your listeners to some winners here at the spa.
Right. Well, that's turf history. So, I mean, it's what have you done for me lately, as you well know in this game. Exactly. But I got to also give you collectively a tip of the cap. Really enjoyed everything on TV from Saratoga yesterday. When the weather's nice and you got those grade one stakes like you had yesterday, four of them in a row, that is the ultimate. And anybody who questions the long-term viability of our game, I say, look at the demographics at Saratoga yesterday. Yeah, no, they're not going to be on track in the wintertime, but, I mean, a very, very encouraging day there and also here at Del Mar.
Absolutely. A record-setting day, actually, here at Saratoga with over 42,000 people in attendance. And more importantly, we had almost $50 million of collective handle yesterday,
wow,
which was a new Whitney Day record. So, yeah, great day, and I couldn't agree more. Beautiful weather and people of all ages, backgrounds, everything,
right,
enjoying the great racing.
And beautiful weather, a big, big key, obviously, and that's something you really can do nothing about. Let's talk today. I'm looking at 10 races at the spa. Where do you want to go for radio? And you guys start at 1:10 Eastern.
Yeah, let's go to one of the two graded stakes races on the card. Let's go to the Troy Stakes, going 5.5 furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course, where beautiful weather again, fast and firm. 5:10 p.m. Eastern time, 2:10 p.m. Pacific time. And there's a heavy favorite in this race, Bring the Band Home. I'm going to try to beat this one. I think it regresses off its effort last time out. I'm just going to go to the second choice, not get too creative, but Alagon, the number four horse, 7-2 for Edward Allard. This one's coming out of the grade one Driper last time out. Third back in the form cycle. Gets a firm turf course. I just think this one's going to be in really good form. And, again, I expect a little bit of regression from your heavy morning line favorite, Bring the Band Home, who's 3-5. So I'm going to try to beat this one with a 7-2 shot. And, like I said, Alagon for me is the top choice in the Troy Stakes today.
Okay, and the Troy Stakes goes as race 8 at Saratoga. Post time for that, 5:10 Eastern. And Alagon going to be handled by that man, Irad Ortiz. Did Full Moon Madness draw in?
Full Moon Madness did not draw in. That was MTO. So, no, okay. Did not draw in. And, like you said, that he's got that man. And Irad Ortiz Jr., I should mention, is up for the first time since three races ago. And what happened three races ago with Alagon? The horse won with Irad Ortiz up. So yeah. I like the jockey in this one.
Yeah, he wins a lot. So does his brother. And so do you, Matthew. The coordinates again on getting signed up for NairaBets.com.
Absolutely. Head over to NairaBets or NairaBets.com and download the app. We have a Spa 200 deposit match bonus, and we have promotions every single day, including today. We have a 30% bonus on all pick three wins that you hit at Saratoga and Monmouth.
Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NairaBets.com, thank you so much. Listen, folks, if you got plumbing trouble, it's Western Rooter, the best in the West. Go to their website, or you can give them a call in Arcadia. I'll have that number when we come back top of the hour. This is Thoroughbred LA. Trainer Mark Glad next up.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising
Marketry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marketry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan. Here's the Welcome University Classic. Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we really hit full stride here at Del Mar where the turf meets the surf. And we should point out 11 races today. We get underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Plenty of time. And from the L.A. area, I can tell you from a lot of personal experience, it's a breeze to drive down there on Sunday mornings. Our next guest, Mark Glatt, off to a great start at Del Mar. He's got two entrants today. And the first one, Formula Rosa, a very talented filly. She showed what she had first time out. Facing winners today in her second start, she is 3-5 on John Lee's morning line. And along in the featured $100,000 La Jolla handicap, this is a handicap for three-year-olds at a mile and 1/16 on turf. Marquez Freedom's Not Free and got a big, big look there with Antonio Fresu riding back. Let's go to the phones, get down to Del Mar, say hello to trainer Mark Glatt. Hey, Mark, good morning. Haven't talked in a while. How are you?
Everything's okay. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You've been coming to Del Mar a lot of years now, native of the Northwest. any surprises this year in settling in and making the adjustments, you know, from training at Santa Anita down there at Del Mar? I know the help is always a contingency. People have to get places to stay. You're dealing with, you know, different main track, different turf. But any big surprises in your corner, Mark?
I don't think any big surprises. Pretty much just the normal chaos that comes with the big move to Del Mar.
That's a good way to describe it. I know at times, because there's always stuff you don't expect. I want to talk, before we talk about today's horses, about a really, really nice horse, winner of last year's San Diego, Dr. Venkman. You made the decision this year to cut him back and keep him sprinting. You know, he made his debut this year in the Grade 3 Triple Bend at Santa Anita, a really good effort, ran second. Then you went to Kentucky. You ran in the Grade 3 Kelly's Landing. And I know you weren't really happy with the way things shook out there. He was stuck on the inside, apparently, the entire way. Most recently, you didn't have to face the Chosen Vron in the Grade 1 Crosby. But in looking at the race, Mark, last weekend, it looked like your horse is once again stuck on the rails throughout. Tell us about it and how Dr. Venkman came out of that race.
He came back really good. He's a horse that doesn't want to run on the inside of horses. And at least he doesn't put forth his best effort.
Right.
He's kind of one of them horses. He's a one turn horse. Probably, you know, 7 furlongs or a one turn mile is going to be where he's at his best. And so I think he had two things working against him in the being, I think, you know, maybe a hair short for him at 6 furlongs. And then, like I said, just stuck on the inside where he's not comfortable. He's had 2 trips in a row like that.
Yeah.
In Kentucky, he was stuck. And then actually impeded and couldn't really get through. And then the other day, pretty much stuck inside as well. And I just don't think the horse was comfortable. I mean, I think if you go back to the being, I think if he has a trip similar to what the winner had, that he would have been right there. You know, I don't know that he would have beaten that horse for sure, but he's just not that comfortable stuck inside. And so hopefully we'll get a bit more lucky and draw an outside post, because it seems like he's drawn the inside more than his fair share.
A bit more lucky, perhaps, going 7/8 an extra furlong in the Pat O'Brien?
I think that's the plan right now. You know, he's ran off of a lengthy layoff now. We've been fairly aggressive in you know, how often he's ran, especially with a ship in Kentucky in the middle of all that. So I think the Pat O'Brien, as long as he has a good next couple, 2 or 3 weeks, makes the most sense in the immediate future. But I certainly want to feel like he's ready to roll.
And I have to believe you're hoping that he's ready to roll and is able to run in the Breeders' Cup Sprint November 1 at Del Mar?
Well, you know, I think a two-turn mile may be well within his wheelhouse.
Okay.
I'd say that, you know, depending upon what happens in the Pat O'Brien, if he should run. And, you know, November is an eternity in this business.
Yeah.
With a racehorse. So try not to think too far ahead. Obviously, he's going to have to improve off of his most recent efforts here to warrant a trip to the Breeders' Cup.
Exactly. And, Mark, I got to say, you know, you had 2 wins yesterday. It looked like you were going to have 3. Allegato looked like he had Kings River Knight measured in the California Dreaming, but Kings River Knight is Kings River Knight, and your horse was coming off a long layoff. Your thoughts as that thing unfolded?
Well, he got a perfect trip. Couldn't have asked for a better trip. Antonio put a very nice ride on the horse. You know, I thought on paper that that we were going to get a lot better pace scenario than we ultimately did. And, I mean, Kings River Knight, he's the king of the division, and he's a tough horse. And, you know, I really felt like we could see maybe a 46 and change half mile. You know, I think he got 47 and two. And when a good horse gets a, you know, when they get a lead like that, and he was kind of left alone as well.
Yeah.
And he just didn't really get the pressure that I was hoping for to set up Alligato's late closing kick. And when he got to him, you know, that horse, he had a little something left. It did look like he was going to maybe get on by the horse, but he re-rallied once he saw or felt that horse coming up on the outside of him. And, you know, Alligato, he's a really cool old horse, but he does have a little bit of hang in him throughout his career.
Ooh, that's a dirty word, Mark. That is a dirty word for a trainer. Ooh, wow.
Yeah, he kind of likes to roll up there, and then he wants to, you know, he'll run by all
of them. He gets comfortable. Yeah.
He gets comfortable. He's very polite, as I would say it. But anyway, he kind of got to that horse, and you know, but I mean, he's 8 years old. He's come back off a long layoff, maintained himself at a very high level. So I got a great deal of respect for the horse, and you know, really, other than, you know, obviously we would have been much happier had he won, but you don't see too many 8 year olds that, you know, keep coming back off of substantial layoffs and maintain the same level of where they left off. So it's a credit to him. He's like I said, he's a real genuine horse.
Yeah. Now listen, Mark, before we get to both your entrants today, and these are two exciting horses. The late Dick Riley, I don't know if you ever met him. He used to call some races on the fairs and everything. The guy was funny. He used to say one of the biggest factors in racing is nepotism. And, you know, your son Ryan is now a jockey agent. You know where I'm going. I believe he's representing Abel Lascano, correct?
Yeah, he has Abel Lascano and also David Cohen.
Well, and shockingly, both of those guys were aboard winners trained by Mark Glatt yesterday, Mark. So
yeah.
I hope Ryan is very appreciative.
I'm sure he is. You know, kids now these days, they feel a bit entitled. And,
well,
you know, but I think he is. We're trying to help get him going, and hopefully it works out for him.
Well, a couple of veteran riders just have had solid careers, and they still got a ton of talent. Let's get to today, Mark. I mentioned this filly, Formula Rosa. A big win first time out, and she was not favored, was 4-1 with Mike Smith. And she stalked an odds-on favorite for Bob Baffert by the name of Brilliantly, who came back to win. And your filly just went on about her business, won off by 4 lengths in hand. How good is she? She's 3-5 on the morning line today in a first-condition allowance, race two.
I think she's a special filly.
Yeah,
she's very forward. You know, really has been from day one. And we were very high on the filly going into the race, but I can't honestly say that I expected that kind of performance. So obviously she hasn't ran for a little bit now. First time against winners. Is some, you know, considered to be sometimes the biggest jump in horse racing. So I'm trying to keep my expectations a bit tempered here, but you know, she's going into this well. It's a good next step, you know, as we progress into her career here. And you know, I think turf, and I think going two turns is well within her wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. Once she gets a bit more seasoning. So I think she has a lot ahead of her. You know, we'll hope to keep her nice and healthy, and really the sky's the limit for her, I believe.
Mark, I'll tell you, the way she won, I hadn't seen until this morning, and I was like, wow, this is a special filly. I can't believe you got 4-1 first time out. She got a 91 buyer. I mentioned Mike Smith wrote her. You got Antonio Fresu up today.
Yeah, so what happened there was Antonio had been breathing this filly up to her debut right along. He came up with an opportunity. Was last second opportunity. I think it was to go ride in Saudi Arabia. Anyways, it was a huge opportunity for him. And, you know, although I didn't like it, I said, okay, you know, go ahead and I'll, you know, I'll find somebody to ride the filly, this time and you'll get her back. You know, he had worked there a number of times.
Yeah.
You know, he works hard in the morning. He works a lot of horses for me. So, anyways, you know, who better than Mike Smith to put on her in that respect? And he was obviously extremely impressed. And, you know, just kind of wanted to stay loyal to Antonio, you know, because like I said, he rides a lot of horses for me. And, you know, there wasn't any reason not to, you know, not to give him the mount back, but that was the scenario.
Well, I mean, you've had a lot of success with Antonio Fresu, so, hey, good on you for sticking by your word. Before we get to the La Jolla today, and Freedom's Not Free, and our guest is Mark Glatt, I got to talk to you. We never got adequate time to explore this horse that ran second for you yesterday in the eighth race, named Wayne the Brain. This is a horse he can run. He has broken his maiden, was in for a $40,000 tag yesterday, but you confirm with me he was named for one of the biggest characters I've ever met in this game, a guy by the name of Wayne McDonald, who trained early on. I think he won the 1980 California Derby at Golden Gate with a horse named Always a Cinch, and then he gained most of his notoriety as agent for Ronnie Hansen later in Ronnie's career, and they did a lot of good, and they were legendary racetrack characters with a lot of stories and so on. But tell us about your relationship with the late Wayne McDonald.
Well, he was a friend of my dad's because they're right about the same age, and trained with my dad back at the Long Acres days, and yeah. they were good friends, and so I got to know him, you know, through that connection. And then when I left Washington State, I was in Northern California, I went to Northern California, and Wayne was there, and he was a familiar face.
Yeah, very much.
You know, he was just a great guy. I mean, he would.
You couldn't help but laugh, Mark, being around Wayne McDonald. And your guy doesn't laugh all that much.
Yeah. No, he was quite a character. He had a lot of one-liners.
Oh, and, God.
You know, really, really sharp guy in the business. You know, understood really every facet of our game, and he, you know, taught me quite a little bit. You know, I learned from a number of people, but he taught me quite a little bit, and you know, and really developed into not only a good friend of my dad, but also, you know, over the years was a really good friend of mine, and he was a little bit of a know-it-all.
And oh, my God.
You know, and so, you know, he got the nickname Wayne the Brain because of, you know, his personality a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It was usually in a jokingly way, but he also, you know, he just knew everybody.
He had a core self. You know, Mark, the late Jerry Dutton told me one time, he says, "Oh, Wayne, you know, Jerry had that glint in his eye." They were good friends. He said, "Well, he's the best trainer to ever have a license here in California. You don't even have to ask him. He'll tell you all about it." This is when he was Hansen's agent.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you know, Wayne passed away here a few years back.
Yeah.
And it was about the time that you know, I had gotten this horse. He was bought as a yearling, and the owner said, "Hey, you can name this one. Name him anything you want."
Love it.
And so, anyways, it's you know, we named him after Wayne McDonald, and I think he's, you know, he's a horse that obviously hasn't ran very many times yet, but I think he think he has a future ahead of him. I think he'll go two turns and really can only get better as I think we can hopefully string a few races in a row together.
Good to hear, Mark. Now let's get to the main event today, the $100,000 La Jolla Handicap, 3-year-olds at Del Mar going a mile in a 16th, race 7. You've got Freedom's Not Free, and what a consistent form. Comes off a third-place finish, beating a length back at Churchill Downs on June 28th. I didn't happen to see that race, but this is a horse with good natural speed. It's a short field. It looks like it's fairly devoid of pace. You might find yourself on the lead again here, Mark.
He very well may. Actually, our preference would be to have something in there that's a little quicker than him, just to give him a little target. The other day or last time at Churchill, he couldn't help but be on the lead, even under leisurely fraction, very leisurely pedestrian fractions.
Right.
And he just kind of is a horse that has a tendency to wait on horses. And, you know, they kind of caught him by surprise. So I think he's just a bit more aggressive and may finish better if he has something to follow around there early on. But,
yeah,
we don't appear to going to have that luxury today. So hopefully today he'll go on with it and hold him off.
Well, I hope I can go ahead and single the horse here at 9-5, Mark. To me, he looks like the class of the race.
Yeah, he certainly does on paper, but you know, there's a couple of up and comers in there, and that's why they run the race, is because there's never Ascension horse racing.
Yeah, you got the Oceanside winner in there, Game Warrior, who your horse has faced before, and I think a couple of others out of the Oceanside. Hey, Mark Glatt, you've been very, very generous with your time, as you always are, and you're a guy who's incredibly busy with a huge public stable and off to a great start at Del Mar. Thank you so much, and hoping for some good times ahead, and look forward to Wayne the Brain being back in action before the end of the meet at Del Mar.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Trainer Mark Glatt. And before I welcome aboard Andy Harrington from NationalTurf.com, I want to finish up with Western Rooter. Great supporters of the show. They're family-owned for more than four decades by my good friends Larry and John Batala, along with Mike Glenn. I've said this before, all you really need to know, well, I've had a ton of personal experience with a commercial building residentially, 5 stars. Go to their website. You'll see over 400 five-star reviews at westernrooter.com. As we often say, they're on time and under budget. Give them a call, 626-448-5499. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And one of the best in the West at what he does, it's with a stopwatch every morning, taking a look at thoroughbreds. Joins us right now, Andy Harrington, on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How are things down there?
Hot this on a Sunday, so we're trucking along. Nice weather as usual. We've had perfect weather the entire meet.
How about that?
Overcast in the morning. I mean, every morning is cool, and then the sun breaks out about 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
it's sweet. It's sweet as can be.
And it looks great on television. I know you've been busy in the mornings down there. We've got 6 maiden races on the 11 race card today. What do you want to do for the listeners this morning, Andy?
Well, 8 races. We're going to go to the 9th race here today, which is a cowbred maiden claiming for $50,000.
Okay.
There's a horse in here from the Polanco barn, the 9 horse, Expressive Love, that Hector Berrios gets up on. This horse is trained exceptionally well down here. The gate trail about a week ago, flat drill the time before, beat an older horse in both those. Hector's been on the horse. It had a couple races at Santa Anita. The first race is a lot better on paper. A lot better, looks not nearly as good as it actually was. It got that awfully well after a really poor start. And it's come back with some really nice drills. And at 8-1, I think this horse will show a lot more speed with the blinkers on. So we're going to go in the 9th race, number 9, Expressive Love, for the Marcello Polanco barn.
And taking a dip in class, but first time out, cowbred maiden special weight, kind of an even effort, well-beaten 5th, came back at a mile and 1/8 on turf. That didn't work out, but we're in for a tag first time today. Back sprinting, blinkers on, and you think this horse is going to show quite a bit more early interest.
Yeah, this will be definitely forwardly placed.
All right, tell us about nationalturf.com and what they can find vis-a-vis Andy Harrington.
Sure, just go there, and I've got the grades on all the horses, good, bad, and in between, and hopefully give a little more information for your gambling dollar, and some information that may not be in the racing flow pages of the racing forum. So nationalturf.com, give it a check.
Andy, enjoy your time down there. I'll see you soon, and good luck today.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, we are a little bit early in front of the break, so I want to go ahead and get the word out. Once again about Data Eel. Folks, it's here, an exciting new enterprise in thoroughbred horse racing. It is called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel sophisticated algorithms weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We'll step aside, coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein in Las Vegas on behalf of betonbruce.com. Top handicapper Bob Mazursky next segment. We'll finish it off on the back end. Toby Callett from South Florida. Take two with the one and only Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets from Saratoga Springs. This is Thoroughbred LA. Stay with us.
Keep on learning. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl.
And welcome back. Hey, it's not even last call, let alone closing time. Let's don't get ahead of ourselves. My sincere thanks to two people making things happen here at the Big A, they being the amazing Elise Diaz and Chris Monreal. Hope you're having a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Please try and get out there and support our sponsors. If you're looking for a new or previously owned vehicle, think about the Wilson Automotive Group. Great supporters of the show, David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, or Villa Ford of Orange. If you're thinking Toyota, Toyota of Orange has the most competitive financing rate you're going to find anywhere. That includes on all makes and models, Camrys, RVs, Tacoma, Tundra trucks, 4Runners, hybrids, EVs, you name it. If you get into Toyota of Orange, say hello to Robert Householder, a guy with whom I have been dealing for about 22 years now. You can call Toyota of Orange at 714-639-6750. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange and so much more. Great supporters of the show, as is Bruce Finkelstein. He heads up betonbruce.com. He is located in Las Vegas, Nevada. We say hello to him right now. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How's it going up there?
Good, Going well, Mike. How are you?
We have had a very mild summer here for the most part, Bruce. I don't know about Vegas. We might be getting close to triple digits in the next few days. How are things up there?
You know, this has been a relief. I know we've really topped off at about 106, 107. I know that sounds very hot. It's not nearly as bad as it was last year, and the nights are bearable, which is nice. So we haven't hit that magical 110 number hardly at all. So keep fingers crossed. We still got another about a month and a half or 2 months of hot weather, but it's been nice here.
And one other thing off topic, you got a football coach with the silver and black, Bruce. You got a coach.
Yeah, I think the Raiders' offense is going to be good this year. They have some weapons on offense. The question's going to be, can Pete Carroll get a questionable defense to maybe overachieve a little bit? Tough division they're in, for sure.
No doubt.
I look for them to be much better this year.
All right, let's get to our game, which is Thoroughbred Horse Racing. Where do you want to go first? You heading to Saratoga, or you tell us?
Yeah, let's go to Saratoga. I got an interesting horse for you, an intriguing play in the seventh race. We're talking about, this is an allowance, non-winners other than. First off, Mike, let's talk race shape. At least four of these horses are need-to-lead front runners. So I'm looking for something that maybe could sit off the pace. And the horse that's very intriguing is the 5, Doroteo. This is a lightly raced 3-year-old. Made its debut at Fairgrounds in a stake race, the Sugar Bowl. And, boy, did this horse run outstanding. This is a maiden running against stakes horses. And he broke dead last that day. Made a huge move wide. He was 5-6 wide in that field, and he kept trying. He lost to a 2-5 shot, but was a mile clear the rest of the field. Off of that race, they tried him two turns at both Fairgrounds and Oaklawn. I don't think he wanted any part of the two turns. He made a middle race move, and he kind of faded both times. They brought him back to, of all places, Horseshoe, Indianapolis. It was a four-horse field. Now, before you get a little skeptical, in that race, there was a Brad Cox and an Asmussen, Steve Asmussen horse. So some of the top barns run at Horseshoe Indianapolis, and this horse rated kindly, found a hole on the inside, and won a laugher. Looked like, Mike, like an afternoon workout out of this horse. He galloped out a mile in front. He came the last eighth of a mile and 12 flat. I think he's legit. Even though he comes from Horseshoe Indianapolis, he's got the right running style. He's got the comeback race under his belt, and he should get a great setup here. So in race number 7, like the 5, Doroteo listed at 10-1 with Mr. Sovereignty, Junior Alvarado, aboard.
Mr. Sovereignty. Post time for race 7 at 4:36 Eastern. You mentioned Sovereignty. Does Journalism stay home, run against Older in the Pacific Classic, or does he take on Sovereignty again in the Travers? What do you think?
I think he should stay home. I would rather face Nisos at home than go back and get, Sovereignty's beaten them twice in a row on the square. Why not just stay home? I mean, other than Nisos, Mike, I mean, he's got really, looks like at this point, one horse to beat, and I think it's conceivable he could beat him. So I think it's the right move to stay home and just not to go across country again. We've seen this before. You know, he breaks a horse's heart when a kid's getting beat by the same horse over and over again. He needs maybe a little bit of a confidence builder coming back, too, I think. So
to me,
I think staying home is the right move.
Let him run out of his own stall, and we'll see Sovereignty the first Saturday in November on our home court. That'd be the way. I think that's what they're going to do, but I haven't talked to Aaron Wellman or anybody else yet. Let's come out to Del Mar. 11 races. We get underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. What do you want to do for the airwaves, Bruce?
Yeah, there's a lot of maiden races today, and XBTV got a lot of extra looks for me today on the workouts. I'm going to go to a first-time starter, Mike, in the fifth race. Take a look at the 11-horse, Buzz the Tower. This is a horse trained by Adam Kitchenman. Now, his numbers in the last few years haven't been that great, but if you look at this guy's career, he could get first-timers to win. He's based at San Luis Rey, but what you love is he's got a workout over the track here. His last workout out of the gate, Mike, this horse exploded. He had a horse next to him. He was on the inside. He obliterated. That other horse was being asked. I don't know if he was much horse, but he absolutely overpowered the workmate, and he looked quick. He did everything right. He was fast. fasting. He wasn't really asked all that much. He looks the part of a very fast horse. I think this stallion, Sir Prancelot, Calbred Stallion, is actually kind of underrated. I think his offspring are pretty darn useful. Mm-hmm. But based off of that gait workout, if he runs like that and at 5/8 on the grass, if he gets out of there, watch out. So race five, I'm going to go with the first timer, the 11, Buzz the Tower, at 8-1 on the morning line.
5/8 on the grass, and you got to have that early speed, you know, going that distance. I think especially from out there, Bruce.
Not only do you have to have early speed, you have to be good at the gate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you notice always go wire to wire, but, man, if you make a mistake at the gate, it's all over.
Forget
for
about
at that
it.
Point.
Yeah. Right? All right, tell us about betonbruce.com.
So we have two options today, the full card at Del Mar, the 11-race program, plus the last six races of the day at Saratoga. We had a real nice day yesterday at Saratoga. The combo platter there with audio, and then just the best plays today at Del Mar, all at betonbruce.com.
And by the way, post time for race 5, 4:03 this afternoon, and Bruce Finkelstein says it's number 11, Buzz the Tower, first-time starter trained by Adam Kitchingman. Have a great day, Bruce. Hope to see you at Del Mar real soon.
You'll see me there at the end of August, Mike.
Terrific. We'll bank on it. We'll close this segment out as we usually do with top handicapper Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap in all the Southern California News Group papers every racing day in Southern California. Hey, Bob, good morning. And I want to once again say thank you, sincere thank you to you, everybody involved with the SoCal News Group situation. Full charts, entries, your morning line. I mean, Kevin Modesty's column, he took a couple of weeks off, but Bill Center down there has been filing game stories. The coverage is absolutely tremendous. It really is, Bob.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Yeah, it's great to have a newspaper that still cares enough about racing to do all that. And,
yeah.
You know, I've been blessed in my career. I've got to work for papers that did that.
No doubt about it. And you worked for one that did that, but they went away, the Herald Examiner. What a great sports section for so many years. But anyway, let's talk today. Can we make some money?
I'm going to go to the third race, one of the maiden races, take a shot on the number one horse, non-domicile. A lot of changes with this horse. Newborn, first for Georgie Papapodromou. Blinkers off. He's a new gelding. He's got the inside post. First time he's going to route on dirt. I like the fact that Rispoli is staying with him, and I think this isn't the strongest group of Calbred maidens, so I think he has a shot to improve. So number one, non-domicile, race three, is 8-1 on the line.
Okay, and post time for that, 3:02 Pacific. And Bob, also want to point out, your stuff is available at todaysracingdigest.com.
That is correct. I do selections every racing day for Southern California throughout the year.
Hey, Bob, best to Amy. Hope you're having a great summer. We'll talk next week.
All right, Mike, sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. We'll hit our final break and come back running with Toby Calla from South Florida, Jonathan Hardoon, take two, from Saratoga Springs. Folks, stay with us. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles. People.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thurber, Los Angeles. Hey, folks, if you live out... you know, Glendora, Azusa, out toward the Inland Empire, San Dimas, and so on. If you want to go have a good time being around a lot of people that like to watch sports, bet on horse racing, they might have a couple of dollars going on a game here and there as well. Get into the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, and you'll be glad you did. Free parking and admission every single racing day in Southern California. They've got enough live clerks on duty. What a line they've got there. Pat Markey, Mike Duran, Randy and Terry McFadden, Michelle Sanford, and a ton of self-service machines at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Food and beverage presentation, very reasonable. Outstanding, as is their audiovisual presentation, and a good chance you'll catch Bob Ike out there on occasion as well. Tell him you heard about it here on Thoroughbred LA, and if you're leaving the Derby Room, you're a little bit hungry, well, that's an easy call. Head up White to Foothill, hang a left, get to the signal, hang a left at D Street, duck into the right. That's the shopping center there, anchored by Stater Brothers. Next door, Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. That's right there at Laverne, there at D Street and Foothill in Laverne, right behind In-N-Out. As Doug O'Neill likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza, at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. And right now, we got a guy who doesn't go without too many meals and does pretty well on the golf course, so you know he's eating right. Toby Collett in South Florida. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I bet at the Derby Room right now that anything you want on the menu is available because Bob hasn't already punished the particular item of his choice on a given day.
Yeah, he's a pretty good doer, I can tell you from multiple experiences with him. But he stays fit, as do you, sir. Where do you want to go for radio today?
I'll take you to Gulfstream today to the eighth race. They're back on the turf, and we found a winner yesterday. We'll try to make it two in a row. In the eighth race today, just think of Rick James. I like the five. Super freaky girl. I think this is the right spot for her to get the job done. Behind Super Freaky Girl, looking at the six, Love Actually, the eight, Travel Happy, and the 7-3 to Rome. That is 5, 6, 8, 7. Parlayed into the Del Mar 11 later in the day.
And you got to remember that song, She's a Super Freak, right?
I asked the least.
The kind you don't bring home to mama, that's about all I can remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But she's super freaky. But, yeah, at least said that she very well may play it next week in honor of today's request. But, yeah, that would have been good to have that as the music leading in. Had I thought about it, I'd have called in advance.
I'll put a lease on it. If we get the money, we'll have Super Freak ready for next week. Isn't that right, Chris? Right. He's nodding his assent. Hey, Toby, thank you so much again. Post time for Race 8 at Gulfstream, 4:43 Eastern. And I hope you had a good time out here on the West Coast, finishing up in Las Vegas, back home now.
Indeed I did, and I got to personally witness Bob Ike literally clean the table. He is the best.
At the Pamplemousse, correct?
No, we were actually in a nice little place in Del Mar.
Okay, got it. All right, Toby, have a great day. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, we'll finish things off. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Raggies and Chiefs. John, once again, good morning. Hope everything's well back there.
Everything is well. It's actually a beautiful day today, Mike, so no rain in sight, so that's good. We haven't had rain here in about 4 days. That's unusual. It's a drought, I guess, but so far, yeah. So good.
Hey, John, we got a little bit of time. I don't want to get in trouble here, but I hope you heard Bill Nader on behalf of the TOC earlier in the show. He was right after you, a guy that I have a ton of respect for. He's got, I mean, just great international experience with NYRA for a number of years and so on. That said, you've been telling me you've got an idea that you think could maybe mollify all parties regarding this computer-assisted wagering situation beyond the wind pools.
Yeah, what I would do, Mike, is make designate four races a day for CAW wagering. Let them do whatever they want, as late as they want. And lower the takeout in those four races to 12%. This way the average guy gets a fair shot as well. It's a little of something for everything. Obviously, they'll never do it because they want to be involved in all the pools and all the races because that's what pumps their handle. But I even threw by a couple of people that I respect that have some skin in the game and know people, and they thought it was a good idea as well.
Right.
But
well,
we know what happened.
John, here's where the rubber's going to meet the road. There's got to be a determination, a prognostication. Hey, how much money is that going to cost us? In other words, is the bottom line going to take anything approaching a significant hit? That's got to be the call there, I think, right?
Yeah, you would think, but you know they're going to have to take some sort of hit. Listen, things can't continue, Mike. They put in a $108,000 ticket the other day when there was one winner. Think about that logically. How many pick fives do you ever see pay more than $10,000, $11,000, $50,000? So they put in one ticket for $108,000. They had a hope they were going to get five hopeless results, which they got, which resulted in an only ticket. And guess what? They made 3-1 on their money. Do you think that's a smart bet? I don't care if you get 50% rebate. You have to go broke if you keep making that bet.
Yeah.
But that's why the whole thing made no sense from that particular day, but I'm not getting into it. I promise to be good, so I'm going to be good.
Okay, we step off the soapbox. Now we get to the handicapper's corner. Who do you like on the 11 race card today at Del Mar?
Let's go to race 8, Mike. 5.5 furlongs on the main track, and I like the number 6 horse in here, Halo Rando. This is a four-year-old from the Dean Pedersen barn, off to a little bit of a slow start. If you remember last year, he was just winning every single race he sent out a horse. He's going to get a win today. This horse is listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Rider switch to Kazuchi Kimura. Number six, Halo Rando, upsets and wins today's eighth race out of Del Mar.
And post time for race eight is at 5:33. Halo Rando, coincidentally, by Tamarando, who's going to be new at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch for 2026. This is a solid stallion, a son of a Bertrando, off to a great start at stud here in California. Obviously, the owner breeders, Mr. and Mrs. Williams, they want to attract more outside mares, so they're going to Legacy. But let's get lucky today. 8-1, Kazuchi Kimura with Halo Rando in race 8 at Del Mar. JohnHardDoon.com. What's there?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Del Mar and Saratoga selections.
Okay, and thanks to Chris and Elise. As an aside to the one and only Toby Callett, we do have Super Freaky to kind of trail us out of here. John, take care. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, folks. Hope you enjoyed the show. And again, thanks to our sponsors. Support them, everybody. We'll see you at Del Mar. First post time at 2 o'clock. For Chris Monroy, for Elise Diaz, I'm Mike Wellman. Have a great day.
Been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.